Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 139 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to go off topic.
Is TikTok a bad influence on people?
Yes.
I watch TikTok all the time. I don't think it is. I think any kind of social media can be good or bad. I think it depends on what you really want to use it for. I ultimately don't think TikTok is evil, like some people do. They're data mining. Every social media outlet out there is data mining everything that we do. So to sit there and say that they're the evil empire because it's basically a Chinese-owned operation, or owned, was owned. I think it's run by a U.S. conglomerate now, or a U.S. company now. But it was a hot topic. It was a hot-button issue, and I think it's crap. So what do you think?
A lot of companies won't allow their employees to be on TikTok because they don't want inadvertent information released.
Shared, yeah. Well, okay, so what goes for YouTube, Instagram, Reels, Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, everything else?
Well, I think TikTok is only video, and there must be a reason why it replaced YouTube, because YouTube was the hot thing for so long. Mm-hmm. Now they're just kind of skating by on their
previous life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on TikTok all the time. I find it amusing. There's some people who use it for political stuff. I'm tired of the political crap on there. I do watch it for some of that stuff, but most of the time I'm watching for silly cat videos. They're cute. I mean, there's some cute little personalities out there online.
Don't they have a time limit?
For teenagers, they do. If you're under 16, there's a limit.
No. I mean,
oh, per video?
When you post something, it's like 10 minutes only, isn't it?
It used to be 30 seconds, and now they expanded it where I think it could be a few minutes long, but I think there is a time limit on it. Yeah, it's not, you can't have like 2-hour videos up there or anything like that, so.
Which, on the few times that I watch YouTube, it's usually a 2-hour thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all short, real quick.
Short attention span theater.
Exactly. Right up my alley. That's why I watch sports. But speaking of which, moves on to the next question, if you want to.
Are athletes paid too much money?
I know what you're going to say. What are you going to say?
I have no idea.
You have no idea what athletes make?
No, I don't.
You never heard anyone signing like a $300 million contract to pay baseball?
They must be worth every dollar.
No, they're not, but yeah, I don't.
They wouldn't do it if it didn't bring in more money.
Well, people get pissed about it, that they make too much money, and I agree they make too much money, but it's the only way that you're going to stop them from making much money is quit watching the freaking games. Quit going to the games, quit buying the merchandise, which isn't going to happen. That's what makes these players make all that money. Mm-hmm. But people don't seem, you know, but they'll go to the Super Bowl and drop $10,000 on a ticket. That's how these athletes make millions of dollars. It's, you know,
So is it really the athletes? Because aren't they kind of saying, you're building this empire on our backs. We deserve our share.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the people who are ultimately at fault are the owners. The owners of all the sports companies are ultimately involved because they're the ones who change jerseys, change the uniforms every year to make more money, raise regular season price tickets, seat, you know, for seats, anything like that. Programs, just, you know, the whole city hostages is if they have to, that they'll move to another town if they don't get what they want. It's ultimately the owners are the, but they're pretty much the owners of any of these professional franchises are like oligarchs. They're the uber rich. They're the Elon Musks, Jeff Bezos, well, steps below them, but they're, you know, like the one guy, Shaw, he owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, he owns a few, like, soccer teams overseas, stuff like that. He has a 450-foot boat that he parked in New Orleans that was running out for $2 million a night. And it was a yacht. These people, yeah, it's...
So, like the music industry and the movie industry, it's a form of entertainment. It's not really sports.
No, I don't, it's sports because they have to play the game to get the outcome. I'm not a believer in that it's scripted. I don't think that...
Oh, yeah, who cares if it's scripted or not?
Yeah.
It is an entertainment medium.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. It's the NFL is the largest thing in the world right now. I mean, it's the Super Bowl is a big, well, besides the World Cup, but the World Cup's every 4 years. It's huge in the United States, but it's huge in the world, but it's not as big. So, but yeah, it's all relative, really.
So it sounds like the athletes are not getting too much money.
No, they are. They're making money. They, you know what I mean? But, I mean, the average, there's a joke that goes around the NFL that the NFL stands for not for long. That is, I think the average NFL career is 3.5 years. Well, can you imagine your whole life working to get to a point and then only be able to earn an income for 3.5 years and then your body's shot? Or you just, sorry, you're not good enough anymore, and then you have to go find something else to do. I mean, I'm not crying for them by any means, you know what I mean? You get out of, you're drafted in the first round. But I mean, you have a better chance of probably being attacked by a shark than being a professional athlete. They do make plenty of money. I'm not feeling bad for them, but the majority of them don't. I mean, they make more than the average. I think like the starting salary in Major League Baseball, it's like $250,000. So, I mean, that sounds like a lot of money. But you got to think that they put a lot of money into their trainers. They have to, and that's $250,000 untaxed. So they get taxed on top of that. But then they have their trainers. They have their stuff to train their bodies, all that stuff. So it's expensive. But I mean, they estimate, I think, that Patrick Mahomes spends over $1 million a year on his body, between his trainer, what he eats, and stuff like that. So I mean, the ones that do it right treat their bodies like machines. But
well, if they're in such, there's so many people wanting to be these athletes, and there's so few chosen, I would imagine there's some kind of payola going on to get the right people.
Definitely. But it's all ridiculous now. I mean, I could go all over the place with money in sports right now, with between the NIL that's going on, which is name, image, likeness in college, where these guys are coming out of high school getting paid millions to go to a college when they, you know, that's a big whole other debate.
And aren't high school athletes allowed to do endorsements and stuff now?
Yeah, that's the name, image, likeness. Allowed to do it once they get out of high school.
So there's more money.
Like Carson Beck, he's a quarterback that played at Georgia, transferred to Miami, was supposed to be drafted in the first round this year, but had a horrible last year in Georgia. So he went to Miami, signed for $5 million a year to go play football at a college. And then there was a story that two of his cars got broken in, but got stolen the other night. Guess what kind of cars they were? This is a 21-year-old college kid who's a quarterback from college. Driving a Lamborghini, and I think he had a Mercedes. A Lamborghini. It's a $500,000 freaking dollar car. There's no, I don't know. I have a real problem with the NIL. The name, image, and likeness thing for college really pisses me off. I think they should get some money, but I think it's getting outrageous. I mean, Ohio State, I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. I'm not going to lie about that. I think you guys know that. Played Ohio State in the national championship. Ohio State paid $20 million in name, image, likeness deals for all their athletes to play. So you can't tell me that they didn't have, I don't want to say an unfair advantage, but they pretty much had a professional sports team out there playing against Notre Dame, whose NIL money is not even near that much. So it's, you know what I mean? But it's pay to play now. So I'll get off my high horse.
And can I wake up now?
The glasses over your eyes. Should only U.S. history be taught in U.S. schools?
No.
Well, why not?
There's a lot of history before the United States existed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm being facetious.
All of the Greeks and Romans had history that we need to learn from.
I mean, go to Texas and just learn about Texas history.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Their version of Texas history.
Their version of Texas, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's you go to Texas and you learn their history. You don't learn about anything else.
And I really think there ought to be separate history and civics classes, because I really wish I had paid more attention in civics class.
I think every kid does. I think every kid does once they graduate school and gets into the real world and realizes how much they don't know about politics.
Mm-hmm.
They would have gotten more involved or knew more about it.
I would like to have the textbooks that I had back then, because it was a good synopsis of a U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree.
When I hear news and I say to myself, that's unconstitutional, it's because I learned what's constitutional and what's not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, limiting, I mean, that sounds like a centrist.
It sounds like a fascist dictatorship.
Yeah.
Dictator.
Yeah.
Society.
Nothing's more important than us.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll change it. They'll change it to the way they want it to be.
Yeah, like right now, any kind of mention of diversity or whatever has been stricken from all the government. Yeah. We will not be erased. We will not be erased.
No.
There are politicians out there that would like nothing more than to have us completely disappear and not be a thorn in their side, but we will not be erased.
No. Nope. Yeah, I think every you know, I mean, some of my classes that I took in college were history classes, and they were some of my most enjoyable. So I mean, I think definitely, my favorite class of ever that I took in college was actually Lost Civilizations, and that's what it was based about Lost Civilizations, and I loved that class.
Should it be compulsory to learn a foreign language?
No.
It's probably a good idea, but making everybody do it, I don't know. There are some countries that do that. They say, this is our national language, and you have to learn, and if you want to immigrate to our country,
really?
You have to learn that language and be able to pass a test on it.
Really? Wow. Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, we're a melting pot. I don't think we should have to learn. I think
obviously people don't. There's ignorant people everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Do you think, Donald, there is a citizenship test you have to pass to become a citizen? Do you think Donald Trump could pass that test?
No. We probably couldn't pass that test, to be honest with you, either.
No, it's not that hard.
Yeah, but I know Trump couldn't.
If you passed civics in school and remember it, you should be able to pass that test.
Okay. No, I think... No, I don't think so.
The only language I learned in school was Latin.
Well, did they make you learn other languages?
Latin.
That was it? Well, was that...
That's because it was a
Catholic school. Yeah.
And it wasn't learning Latin, like, conversationally. It was learning certain phrases and
reading
stuff from the Bible or whatever.
Yeah.
So even that really isn't useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I took 2 years of Spanish in high school. Don't use it. Took 2 years in college. Don't use it. I mean, it's one of those things you don't use it. You use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because when I was out of college, I was pretty fluent in Spanish. I could write in Spanish. I could speak it. Now, if I'm around it enough, I can pick up on it. I can understand a little bit, but not like I used to. So, is giving better than receiving?
When it comes to sex.
Yeah. You think so?
Mm-hmm. I'm a very giving person in that room.
Yes, you are. So, I'm uncomfortable all of a sudden. And you're loving it. Besides sex, yes, it's always also better to give than receive. I think it's, I don't know, do you like giving gifts?
Perhaps only in the, because it makes me feel better about myself having made somebody else happy.
So it's
only because it makes me feel better too.
So it's kind of
like, I don't know that I could give a gift that just went to someone that I didn't know
So you can like buy like go to the tree like the mall and pick out a kid and.
No, I've never done that.
Really? You don't think you could do it?
Oh, I could. You just. You know, but,
you want to meet the kid? You little bastard! Here's your toy.
I think most people give because it gives them.
I can't think of the proper term. It's right there on the tip of my tongue. It's oh my God, I'm gonna think of it later. It's I can't think of it, so just drop.
So, being altruistic.
Altruistic. Like, that's what I was thinking.
Like Bill Gates gives millions of dollars to people he'll never know.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Of course, he can afford to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people thank him, so
yeah,
he feels better about himself.
So you would want, it's like if you donated money for a building, you'd have the building named after you, so everybody knew that you built that freaking building.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Don't you think that that's actually the way it is?
I think so, too, because it does. It makes you feel good when you give something, give somebody a gift. Mm-hmm. It does, you know what I mean? So, no, I agree with you.
But I would be happy with receiving if someone wanted to give me $1 million. I would happily accept it.
I think we all would. yeah.
Should we welcome robots into our homes?
It just seems like something else I'd trip over. Really, I mean, it would get in the way. Don't you think?
I have something that I say about robots, and I don't know that I've ever told this in the podcast before, but it's likely that I have. The 40s and 50s idea of a robot was a mechanical man or mechanical woman that would stand in front of the kitchen sink and do your dishes for you.
Like the Jetsons.
Yeah. When in actuality, most middle-class Americans have a robot dishwasher built into their cabinet, and they don't think of it as a robot, but that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it doesn't look like a human doesn't mean it's not a robot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Washing machines, dryers, all those power appliances, they're all robots.
Mm-hmm.
Some more automated than others.
Yeah. Well,
you don't take your wash down to the creek and beat it against rocks anymore.
No. You're right. Yeah, so you're right. I mean, so yeah, appliances are pretty much robots.
We have already welcomed robots into our homes and don't even realize it.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a really valid point, too. Would you welcome into an upright, walking, talking robot?
I suppose. If it made my life easier.
Like you would welcome a Data in the house?
Mm-hmm.
You would? Okay. Interesting.
Do you think boys and girls should play sports together on the same teams?
If they want to. Why not? I think they need to.
People are going to hear this and they're going to go, oh, how dare you abuse girls by letting boys play with them.
Well, you don't have to make them do it. It's voluntary. If they don't want to go play soccer with the boys, they don't have to go play soccer with the boys. If they want to play soccer with the boys, I'm giving it as another option.
On a regular basis, that never happens.
No, you would have other teams.
When there are exceptions, you hear about, some girl on the football team.
Yeah. I mean, you would have men's teams and you have women's teams. You know what I mean? But you would have, if they wanted to play men's co-ed football, baseball, flag football, whatever, softball, go for it. Everyone's making a big thing about this. Trans. The amount of trans athletes that are actually playing sports on other...
0.6%.
0.6%. I think there's one or two athletes in Kansas. Kansas, the whole freaking state. You know, this state is huge. I mean, the population is that big. But there's two athletes, and there's bills going through Congress because of they think it's child mutilation. Let alone they don't want to talk about circumcision.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. That people are abusing little... boys.
It's good to torture a little baby boy, but when a child actually has free thought on their own, let's not do what they want to do, which makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
because all that's going to lead to is self-mutilization, suicide rates going up, mental health problems. The list goes on and on and on and on. So, but that's a whole other topic.
You can't legislate that away.
It's like trying to legislate the glad gay away. You can't.
They will not disappear just because you want them to.
Nope.
And I don't think the politicians really care that much. It's just a check mark on their list.
They could give a rat's ass. They could give a flying F about it. It's a, like you said, it's a check mark on the list. It's a hot topic issue that their constituents can bring up. And the right's just jumping on it. But they're in control right now and they can do it. Mm-hmm. But you know what? History is going to remind these people, not so far in the near future, how terrible they were. In my opinion.
Well, these people who have these agendas, history is going to call them conspirators.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Nazis.
Yep. Exactly. And they'll all pay for it, hopefully, one day. Hmm. So.
Same question for men and women.
If you want to play, especially if it's men and women, you're a grown-ass adult, you're a grown-ass person, you have your own free mind. Go, you know what I mean?
Are there sports that have both men and women?
Co-ed, we played co-ed all the time in college.
Well, not professional sports, though.
No, I don't think so. I mean, they'll do...
that's not fair.
Well, the Olympics, well, it's professional sports, it doesn't have to be fair. It's not a civil issue when it's professional sports. It's private.
Yeah, it's an entertainment industry.
But it's private. It's private industry. You know what I mean? So, I mean, ultimately, you can do it. You hire who you want to. I mean, I hate saying it, but there's people who get run out of sports all the time for what they do and don't believe. I mean, you still got to.
Yeah. Especially the Olympics. Teams are sponsored by the countries. And if you don't follow the country line, then you're out.
Yeah, you got to follow the rules if you want to play. You know what I mean? So, but, I mean, it's still... that doesn't make much sense. But the Olympics, good point. They actually had it's the first time this year where it was a male-female track event. It was a relay. And they actually did it. And that was a success. It was pretty popular. But it was a sprinting event. And it was a relay. So...
And probably got attention because it's so different.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch anything that's on sports, though. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. Does the media provide poor role models?
Of course they do. And good role models, too.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's no rule.
Yeah.
That you have to be a good role model.
Well, I think people... The media puts people into a role model position when they shouldn't be role models in the first place. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Like, they'll put them up on a pedestal when these people are just people. They do this a lot with athletes. They're gifted people, but they put them on a pedestal and they hold them to a regard that they shouldn't be held to. Charles Barkley was a player for the NBA that got... He spit on somebody. And people were like, that's not a way of role model. He's like, I'm not a role model. I'm a basketball player. So the media loves to put people in this position, I think, when they don't ask for it.
Put them up high and then tear them back down.
Yeah. So, and the way the media's in there everywhere. So, and I'm not saying don't get your panties in a war. I'm not saying the media's a bad thing. I think the media is necessary, and I agree with it most of the time. But, yeah, they do provide poor role models. But they do provide very good role models, I believe, also. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Is science the answer to our problems?
Could be the answer to some of our problems. Not all of them.
And I think science probably causes as many problems as it solves.
It brings up questions.
Atomic energy. I mean, it's simple. It's mostly clean but you can use it to power, you know, a generator, or you can use it to destroy a city.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the perfect example. Perfect example.
And it's not like there's anything in nature. Except our sun, I suppose. is an example. Without science, I don't think it would exist.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Without a doubt.
There was an episode of Big Bang Theory where they made some kind of a navigational device, a tracking device or something, and the first organization that showed any interest in it was the military.
It was the military, because of the military.
Of course, that's a built-up fake show and everything, but that's the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's funny because in that, you know me, I watch that show all the time. The Dom character who plays Penny's boyfriend is the one who points it out to them. Like, you didn't think of the military aspects of this. And they were like, they're completely blissful to it until they thought of that. Until the dumb guy, the dumb jock pointed it out. And then they're like, oh my God, yes. And then the next thing you know, the Air Force is contacting them to make it into a military weapon or for use in a military weapon. But that probably happens a lot more than we think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the industry I'm in, I see that. So much.
Really? Yeah, you probably can't talk about it at all.
Everybody, when somebody invents a new thing, the first thought that comes from it is, how can we make a military application out of this?
Mm-hmm. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's 3/4 of our budget.
Yeah. How many trillions and trillions of dollars?
I don't even know. But yeah. I've seen pie charts, and the defense is over half of it.
I think I saw something the other day. They were talking about HFSA cutting, wanting to cut $5 or $8 trillion from the military budget. It was 5% of their 5% of their budget, and it was $8 trillion. And there's people starving in this country. So, all right. Should violent video games be banned entirely?
Yes.
You think so? Okay. Why is that?
Doesn't it make those people playing those games violent?
Let's ban TV. Let's ban TV.
Yeah. On television, violence can be shown when sex is completely forbidden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you being serious? You think you should ban video games?
No.
Okay.
People are going to, there's always going to be people who want the extremes.
Mm-hmm.
In every form of entertainment, there's the extremes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that these very violent video games, do you think it makes people, what's the right word?
Numb?
Do you think it
definitely.
What's the word I'm looking for here?
I'm trying to think. Numb, disassociated from, distance from. No. And it's just that's my thing. I think it numbs people to, it numbs young people to the fact of what reality is. They play these video games and they're violent and they think, like one game that's super popular that I played that I don't enjoy. I played it, it's called Grand Theft Auto. And the gist of the game is you're a crime lord. And it's my friends would laugh at me because instead of carjacking people and selling drugs and stuff like that, I would run from mission to mission because I felt bad carjacking people in the video game. So I wouldn't do it. So I don't play the game because it's nothing. It does nothing for me. But there's games out there like that, and there's that game that people let their kids play, and they shouldn't. But then...
Does it glorify the violence?
Oh, yeah. This game is disgusting. Yeah. There's strippers in it. There's drug dealing. Illegal gun... It's pretty much anything illegal that you can think of is in that game.
Well, I would think that banning a game like that would just make people want it more.
That's one of the reasons it's so popular. I mean, it came out on the PlayStation 3. They keep remaking it, and it's now the PlayStation 5, and they're waiting to come out with Grand Theft Auto 6, which has been pushed back like 10 years. But it's one of the most anticipated games of all time coming out. So, yeah, you're right.
So you end up with people like the Aryan Nation who it becomes an ideal for them.
Mm.
They see this in movies and games, and they think that that's the way they should live their lives.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But there's always going to be extreme people, and there's always going to be kind people.
Mm-hmm. You just got to hopefully...
There's a whole world of people out there.
Yeah. There's a world full of kind people, you said, and a world full of bad people, and you just hope that there's more kind people than bad people.
Mm.
I think there is. That's what I prefer to think. But...
Yeah, I think we had a conversation not too long ago about stupid people.
Okay.
You see videos and whatever of people being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they get attention. People like to see that other people are stupid, I think.
Mm-hmm. TikTok.
Well, most people aren't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's the stupid ones that are getting the attention.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe some who are acting stupid just for the attention.
That's what I was going to say.
There's 8 billion people in this world. There's going to be a bunch of stupid ones.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that hard to find them.
No, you're right. This place is way too overpopulated.
Oh.
There's way too many people on this planet. 8 billion.
8,000 times over, it's too populated.
That's crazy. All right. Is it better to live in the countryside?
Well, you won't have a neighbor who you share the driveway with.
That's true. That's definitely true. I'm just thinking if I could handle like living at your mom's. It's not in the country, but it's the closest to the country to me that I've ever been around. Like, I don't know. I don't...
And now 6 acres doesn't seem like that big of a place anymore.
No. No. But, like, can you imagine living, like, out in Wyoming, like, in the countryside, where it takes you, like...
2 hours to get to the...
To the nearest town.
Yeah.
Could you see me doing that?
No.
I would go nuts. I would talk to the animals outside. Just thinking about it, it's driving me crazy. And, yeah, there's no way. I'm too much of a city kid. You probably would love it, though.
Yeah, I'd be happy.
Never see anybody.
Yeah.
Just have Amazon deliver all your groceries to you and never leave the house. You'd be like the creepy old guy that never left the house, ever.
What makes you think I'm not already?
I know. I have to force you out. And I'm becoming more and more like you.
I did want to participate in something.
Yeah, that's true.
Talking to dead people.
Yeah, dead people. Not even live people, so. Now I know why you want to do that. They won't talk, well, they'll talk back, but it's a little more interesting.
Should children be allowed mobile phones in schools?
No, I don't think so.
My first thought on saying no to that is, what if there's an active shooter?
That's true. Good point. I mean, I think a lot of schools right now, what they're doing is the kid can bring the phone to school, but then it goes in a bag until they leave for the day. They keep it on their person, but it stays in a clear bag until they leave or their classes are over for the day.
I think it's probably an EMF bag, a Faraday bag.
What's that?
So that the phone can't communicate.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, like an EMF, electromagnetic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I think that's a good idea. But no, I mean, you bring up a valid point, but that also goes back to, should we even send our kids to school anymore because of active shooters? Do we live our life in fear and let it control us by allowing things like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just being devil's advocate. Because I know if I had kids in the way that school was, I'd probably want them to have a phone on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there was an active shooter, I'd want to hear from
you. Shouldn't even have to consider that as a possibility.
That's what's sad nowadays. But, I mean, this, you know, this talking to my sister, and kids go through active shooter drills all the time. And it's just normal to them. And That blows my mind. It should never be normal.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. And that's the way our society is right now. Until something changes.
Mm.
And it's not going to change with these people in office.
No.
So, there's a reason to talk about it, but it's not going to happen. Not for a while. Until midterms come up. That's why people need to get out and vote. So.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, is that it?
That's it. That's the last question for this episode.
Okay. Well, you got a joke for me?
Mm-hmm. How are the two of us like squirrels?
I don't know. We both like nuts.
I like dumping my nuts in your hole.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hope my mom doesn't listen to the show sometimes. All right. Are you proud?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
This is episode 139 of the Bear and Kura podcast.
This is Kura.
Good night.
Good night.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E.